Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk a little bit about how COVID has affected your plans to get the tech hub up and running.
Pre-COVID, we were hoping to be in the building by July or August. Obviously, we had to stop construction. As Jamal mentioned, our construction is probably going to be done in the September-October timeframe, and we expect to follow on that schedule.
Did you have to change your plans at all? Because originally I looked at your floor plans. They're all kind of like everyone's working close together. It's an open floor space. Do you have to change that now?
We're definitely going to have to change the way that we occupy the space. We continue to be convicted about the long-term plans of this space. Certainly in the short term, when we think about density, when we think about total capacity, I'd anticipate that we ramp our capacity over time as we first and foremost want to create a safe space for everybody.
From when to when? Like, when might you start moving in, and when might 10 floors be filled with M&T employees?
Before you answer that, can you flip your tag to your little...
Around?
Oh,
yep.
Like
sure.
Keep going, a tag viewer.
I didn't want you watching this later tonight being like, why didn't anyone tell me?
Okay, I appreciate that.
So from when to when? When might you start moving in, and when might most of the 10 floors be filled with M&T employees?
I think that we would move in as they become ready. I think what we need to do is we need to talk about the right kind of pacing, the right kind of capacity, and what are the protocols for us to be able to be in the office. I think we'll follow those protocols over time. But as soon as our space is ready.
In the fall, you expect to begin moving in by the fall?
If their construction is finished in October, I would expect us to follow on, in a few weeks after that.
And how many employees do you want to get in here altogether?
Again, it will depend. Unfortunately, we've got to think about things like scheduling. Many of the buildings that we're currently operating, essentially, we need to think about elevator capacity. We got to think about total density. And so those things will factor into exactly kind of how we pace.
A big part of your plan was recruiting a lot of talent to come to Buffalo. That talent is now working remotely, probably comfortably from home. Is that going to be a challenge for you to convince young talent who's been working from home during the pandemic to all of a sudden go back to a traditional office space, even if it looks really great?
So not surprising to me, but maybe surprising to others, we've actually been able to maintain a lot of our talent attraction. There was maybe a bit of a pause as everybody was reacting and just supporting the getting out of offices. I think that we're going to continue to get a lot of looks at fantastic talent that are in much more dense cities than we are. And, our original thesis that the life of an engineer and a creative designer in San Francisco or New York was losing its appeal, and we think that that is going to continue to happen. And I actually think Buffalo has the opportunity to be the Goldilocks, right, where we have enough mass, where you can be in a place where you can do great things, but you're not sitting in a building occupied by 25,000 people. You're not living in a building that just has that kind of density.
Are you still going to have to make those considerations, though, and is remote work going to be part of that plan as people come back, as you move into the space, and are those options going to be available for all this tech talent you're bringing in?
Yeah, I think about it less binary than is it remote or is it in an office. When you think about modern teams and modern talent, we think about mobility and flexibility and just making sure that a team has the tools and has not only the tools but has the place to rally when they need to rally and has the tools to be able to continue to be productive when they can't all be in the same place.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.